A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. Certain members of the so-called synagogue of freedmen, Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and people from Cilicia and Asia came forward and debated with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Then they instigated some men to say, "We have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God." They stirred up the people, the elders and the scribes, accosted him, seized him, and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They presented false witnesses, who testified, "This man never stops saying things against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him claim that this Jesus, the Nazarene, will destroy this place and change the customs that Moses handed down to us." All those who sat in the Sanhedrin looked intently at him and saw that his face was like the face of an angel. The word of the Lord. For this third week of Easter, we have 2 days, the first 2 days of the week, in which we will focus on the martyrdom of Saint Stephen. Tomorrow is his death, but today is the setup for his death. Today reflects somewhat discouraging news. And it challenges me to find and recommit myself to the good news, even in the middle of discouraging news. What was so striking about the text today and about the idea that this is the setup is that those who came from different places and debated with him simply didn't have the intellectual ability to stand up to Stephen. He was able to outperform them intellectually and with his own convictions, and they could not answer. And so because of that, because they couldn't deal with him honestly, because they couldn't deal with the truth of their truth or his truth, they simply could not converse in an honest way. They resorted to deception. And it says, then they instigated some to say, "We have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God." They stirred up the people. They stirred up the elders and the scribes. They accosted and seized him and brought him before. And they presented false witnesses who continued to tell lies. That's the discouraging part. That's the part that was so untruthful. And the stakes of the untruth were high, especially for Stephen. My first reaction to this first reading for Monday of the third week of Easter is how dishonest, how utterly frustrating to have to live in that kind of a context, in that kind of a world. And yet my second reaction to the reading was, we are in the same deceptive mess today that we read about in today's first reading. How difficult it is for the truth to reign. We believe the truth will set us free, but it's becoming harder and harder to even recognize the truth. Here in the United States, we've been wrestling for a year with the investigation into possible Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. And for over a year, our special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign has dominated the news almost on a daily basis. Why should even trying to get to the truth be such an uphill battle? Why should it take years? Why do we continue to allow ideologies to block truth? That's happening here in the United States, but even on the larger world stage, there's a problem with truth. There's the charge against the Syrian government's use of chemical warfare on its own citizens just last weekend. And then there's Friday night's military strike by the United States, Great Britain, and France on Syrian chemical warfare production plants. Again, both in the build-up to the strike and on all the news since the strike, there is so much spin. Where is the news? What of the news is fake? All of this represents major frustration today, especially for truth seekers. The good news, in the middle of discouraging news, is that because of lies, deception, spin, and fake news, those of us dedicated to the truth must reclaim and re-embrace truth, no matter the cost. How much time is required in prayer and contemplation on the challenge of truth-telling in today's world? We need to speak truth to power, as did Stephen. We need to speak truth to each other, as did Stephen. And still, in the end, we also need to speak truth with a tolerant heart, with a patient heart, with an understanding heart, and a forgiving heart, as did Stephen. This may be the toughest part. How do we remain committed to the truth and also to charity and forgiveness? How do truth seekers not cave in to the lies and deception and spin and condemnation that we witness daily in the world? It's mind-boggling to me, mind-boggling, and truly a challenge to all of Christianity. Today's first reading offers frustrating, discouraging news. How do we not only find the good news trapped within it, but how do we become and remain the good news ourselves in spite of the fake news? This is truly a personal challenge for me on this Monday of the third week of Easter, and it represents the really tough work of Christianity, and for this year, the really tough work of Easter.